صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يذكر عن ربه تبارك وتعالى: أذكرني بعد العصر وبعد الفجر ساعة أكفك فيما بينهما. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember me for some time after the Fajr Salah and after the Asr Salah, and I will suffice you during the period in between, in the intervening period. Allah ta'ala says, do my dhikr for some time after the Fajr Salah and after the Asr Salah, and I will suffice you during the intervening periods. In another hadith it is mentioned, do the dhikr of Allah, He will look after your interests. According to one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I prefer sitting with those who remain busy in remembering Allah ta'ala after the Fajr Salah up to sunrise, to the noble act of setting four Arab slaves free. And similarly, I prefer sitting with a group who remain busy in the dhikr of Allah after Asr Salah up to sunset, to setting four slaves free. According to one hadith, if a person offers Fajr Salah in Jamaat and remains engaged in the dhikr of Allah ta'ala till sunrise, and then offers two rakats of Nafil Salah, his reward will equal the reward of a perfect Hajj and Umrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also stated to have said, offering the Fajr Salah in Jamaat and then remaining busy in the dhikr of Allah till sunrise is more precious to me than this world and all that it contains. Similarly, remaining busy in dhikr with a group after Asr till sunset is preferred to me to this world and everything that it contains. For this reason, the time after Fajr and Asr is specially reserved for dhikr as a matter of routine by the Sufis. Especially the time after Fajr Salah is also reserved even by the Fuqaha, that is the Muslim jurists. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can exert ourselves and remain engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.